Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. With us today, we have not number three, not number two, but the first lady of Movie Torture, Hannah. And we may not always see him, but he's always ready to respond, Mr. MTD, and our one and only Mr. Baby Hands Bread in the house. And the Podfather, Jacob himself, join us as we have the privilege of talking about I Know What You Did Last Summer. What's up, guys?
Oh, Hannah.
Hi, I have a question.
Good, I have a question too. You go first.
I'm not saying it doesn't fit, but where did Baby Hands Bread come from?
I love how the question is not about your hand size. She's like, I get it, but why did we start going that route? Okay, this happened. So we were at church, and Brad was dressed to the nines. He was looking pretty dapper. He had a longer sleeves.
I had my shirt tucked in, which is weird.
Wow.
He had his hair greased back. It was pretty. Looked like he was coming out of Grease Lightning. But he looked great.
Oh my gosh.
However,
I hadn't washed my hair in 5 days. That was the problem.
He had his hands pulled up a little bit, so it only looked like you could see his knuckles and fingers. And someone was like, "Oh man, it looks like you have little baby hands, Brad." And I was like, "Oh, that's going on the pod."
That's my new nickname. Just call me Baby Hands from now on.
Little baby hand bread.
Right.
Little baby hands.
I'm gonna change your. I'm gonna change your contact name in my phone.
Oh, do it, baby little hands. Baby hand bread.
Baby hand bread.
I changed my name, Baby Hands. Hannah, is that your room behind you? I can't. Isn't?
Yeah, it's still there.
I feel like I have to say that every time we're on the show.
We're gonna be really shocked when one day she logs on and it's not there.
Oh my gosh! You got to keep the mirror
completely
there.
Do
the mirror
away
throws
with the
me
whole
off.
Room. The whole room's gonna be gone.
The mirror. Yeah, it's just gonna be a whole new backdrop. She's just gonna be like, and it's gonna say "I quit" behind her.
Yeah. In blood.
Oh my gosh, Hannah! I showed my wife that clip. Oh, I like that. I like how my logo is the point. Is that my logo?
Yes, it's just been that
you
way.
Can
ever
change
since.
That, Hannah. You it's should change that. It's why do I have that logo? I'm not even there anymore.
I know, but it's just what it's been.
You should change it to our podcast logo or something.
You should. Yeah, but
or you should change it to a photo of me and you together. I took one with you. Just I'll send it to you.
Or
you change it.
It's just a picture of little baby hands.
Yeah, baby hands would be great. Put baby hands there. Jacob, you have to call me baby during the show, if that's okay.
Oh, that's weird.
Baby, oh.
What were we saying earlier? I can't even remember what we were saying. I showed my wife the clip where Jacob was savage.
I was not savage, number one.
Oh, that was a savage comment. And my wife was like,
the facts.
She goes, that's so mean, Brent. And then she goes, you can't put that on your Instagram. And I'm like, I know, but it would be hilarious.
And you did it.
No, I didn't post it. No, I just shared it with us. I want to, though, but I need Hannah's permission before I do it.
You didn't post it?
No, I would not post that unless you told me to. I wasn't going to post it.
I think it's funny. I thought you posted it.
Good,
it's hilarious.
I'll post it then. It's happening.
I didn't think it was mean. I thought it was funny.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was one of my favorite clips of all time. The one with where we ask MTD if he would wear Depends is one of my favorites of all time too, and that's on Instagram now for people if they want to see it. The Cowboy Way. Thanks for tuning in though. Thank you, HopeCast, for making this podcast amazing. And did you know, Hannah, that we have a new show on the network right now? People can go listen to it after they're done with us. They can go listen to Heart Convictions with Nina Palmer, who is the star. I would say she's a star, wouldn't you, Jacob? She's one of the biggest stars of 60 Days in Utah.
Utah, yes.
Yeah, not of the whole show, although she is our biggest star of 60 Days in because she's on our network. But you can go listen to her new podcast, Heart Convictions, on the HopeCast Network, where she talks about religion, God. It's the first Christian podcast we've got. Besides the Weekly Calling. So, yeah, somebody got a text, by the way. Go check it out. Just giving her a plug while we do this. But you know who's not getting a plug is the Trivia Twins, because they are not giving us trivia.
Hey, are you calling them out like that?
Yeah, they're not.
Brutal.
That's savage. They're not. They're not giving us trivia. So you know what? Actually, follow the Trivia Twins if you want. They're pretty interesting. Although we're not interesting enough for them.
Oh my gosh!
Somebody's hurt.
I know. Right?
Am I hurt? Possibly. If someone shafts us, they will be called out. That's the rule, right, Jacob?
I guess. I mean, you're the boss.
We will address that situation. Nah, we're kidding. They're good. Follow them or follow us and don't follow them. Either way, it's fine with me. What movie are we doing today, Jacob?
I know what you did last summer.
I think you already said that.
Specifically you.
In the year 2025 of our Lord.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we are now launching my favorite month of the year when it comes to movies. And
my least favorite.
If you've listened to the show since its birth, May of 2024. Is that right? No.
No.
2023.
Yeah.
May of 2023. You know Hannah hates October. So we try to pick movies that won't scare the dickens out of Hannah when she's watching them. This movie, I don't think, could scare anybody. I've been dying to get into this movie I'll rant at the end. Okay, let's get into this movie. Hannah, can you give us a little bit about what this movie is about, and then MTD is going to give us how much this movie made in the box office.
All right, so couple Nepo babies with a real estate empire get engaged. At their engagement party, I think it was, everyone makes poor choices, them and all their friends. Lots of drugs, lots of drinking. They end up basically causing someone to go off the road and die. They separate for a year. Homegirl's fiancé goes crazy, finds a new fiancé within a year. And then they all start getting, they got a threatening letter saying, I know what you did last summer. Start dying one by one. You find out who the actual killer is, which is a little crazy. Then you find out there was actually two killers, which is also crazy. And then at the end, there was another scene that I didn't understand because I haven't seen the original I Know What You Did Last Summer. But I feel like it would make sense if you have seen that. Yeah.
These people Hannah, are going to find better like things to do with their summer.
Hannah, let me just throw this out there. I have seen the first one and the second one, and I think I saw the third one.
Mm-hmm. There's three.
They don't count the third one.
There's three.
But the third one doesn't count. It's not. That was a play off. That was Brandy was in part two. So yep. This movie is a direct sequel to part two. But part two really stinks. We'll end up doing part two on here eventually.
But I'm so confused.
I didn't understand that either, Hannah. So don't feel bad. I didn't even understand it.
Here's the thing. The first thing that ruined this whole entire movie. Like, if you've not seen the original, there's three of these movies. But the
one
whole premise
doesn't
of
have
the
OG cast. It was like a direct-to-video movie.
Correct.
MTD, are you still there?
The first one, the reason that all the bad stuff happened is because they do the same exact thing. They mess up. They cause someone to die. But they basically try to cover up and leave it like never happened. This one, way different. They at least called the police in the ambulance. They just didn't stick around. So they didn't leave the guy to die. They tried to help him.
Are you saying, Jacob, that if... if me, you, Han, and MTD are cruising down a dark, curvy road, smoking a J, and Hannah's out in the middle of the road going, I'm going to walk these lines, which is stupid, and then someone veers off this ledge, I feel like at that point, the movie would be way better if they're like, I'm not going down for this, and they get in their car and just leave him there.
Yeah.
And then they're now despicable people.
Correct.
Who you can't root for, and you want this killer to murder them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see... I got a lot of problems with this movie. One, They were despicable, you're right. But I feel like, one, is MTD okay? Usually he's chiming in. How much did this movie make MTD? Is he sleeping? I don't know. But... I do have a problem because I feel like they looked at the poster of the original and said, okay, we need to cast someone in the budget $18 million. Oh, that's low for movie torture. I'm shocked that it's only $18 million. I mean, they did have a bunch of has-beens. I didn't know any of these people in this movie.
The one girl was big from the Netflix show she just did. I can't remember. But they all...
I looked her up.
Australia. I feel like that can't be cheap.
I feel like that's probably cheaper than Hollywood, but they just said, okay, we got to cast some, gross, 64. Oh my gosh, they're giving a sequel to that. They said, we got to cast someone that looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar. They just did the cast. Oh, Ryan Felipe. Let's get somebody that looks like him. Freddie Prinze. Let's do the Freddie Prinze character, which is the guy that looked like Ryan Gosling. I just like, this is so stupid, man. I watched this with Max, and this was a terrible movie. Max and I were watching this, and Max was like, this movie's not scary at all. And I'm like, nah, it's definitely not. It's definitely not scary. But let's get into it. Let's have our fun. Because I saw the original in the theaters, Hannah.
The original one? Oh, my goodness.
I saw the original and the sequel in the theater.
Here's a fair
MTD
question.
MTD says though. R-rated, Brad. Yeah, Max snuck in and watched that one.
I'm assuming you liked the original.
I did like the original.
Okay. But here's the thing. If you went back and rewatched original today, do you think you still would like it? Or did you just like it because of the time it was filmed in?
Okay. This movie came out the year Hannah was a baby, was born. The original.
97.
And it was off the heels of Scream. So you're correct. Like, okay, it was another, like, it was launching the Who's the Killer franchises.
Yeah.
It was a poor man's Scream, wouldn't you say?
Yes, agreed.
But it had Jennifer Love Hewitt, which she was a smoke show back in 97. Didn't we watch this while on vacation? No, we didn't, MTD. There's no way you would have watched that movie. Wait. Oh my gosh, MTD, did we go see this movie when, oh my gosh, he's right. We went, this is the first movie ever on Movie Torture that MTD and I have seen at the theaters together.
Wow.
Y'all came up to see me graduate from boot camp, and we went to the movies and watched I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That is such a Brad thing to do. He graduates boot camp, gets out of, you know, from military, and he's like, you know what, how I want to celebrate? Let's go watch a movie.
And MTD's like, don't you want to see some chicks? And I'm like, nah, I want to go see Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt in the theaters.
I want to go see chicks that will never see me.
Yeah, I want to go see chicks on screen. At least it's that, and it wasn't that weird Holocaust gay movie. That was that, at least, right? I ain't going to see no bent with you, Brad. Yeah, good pull, MTD. I totally forgot that we went and saw that movie together. Wow. We should have watched this one together, just like old times.
Missed opportunity.
MTD's like, nah, I want to spend my last remaining 30 years not watching I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Now the next time you go see MTD, you guys can watch it again together.
We all watched it, the three of us. I'm shocked that we all three went to see this movie. I don't even know how we picked this movie. I don't understand it. Amazing. I did see the sequel in the theater.
They didn't have a choice. They were doing it so you could celebrate your accomplishment. So
and
they
I'm
kind
not
of
at all
stuck.
Shocked that you would pick a scary movie. So,
correct.
Yeah. Funny thing, MTD, this is a funny story I've never shared on Movie Torture. So they came to my graduation, which I was so excited to see them because I had been around nobody the whole time. And they recorded it on the VHS camcorder. I think that's what back then they had the camcorder.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They recorded a guy that looks like me, but was not me.
No,
they said, we thought that was you. And I'm like, no, that's not me.
MTD was recording the son he wished he had, is what he was doing.
So I watched it and I'm like, yeah, that guy doesn't even look. They all look the same. Oh, MTD, you can't say that.
You should have checked the hands.
Yeah, you should have checked baby hands.
MTD was filming it and he's like, this is the son I've always wanted. So he just filmed that guy.
That guy was like 6'1". I'm like 5'4". And he's like, we got you. And I looked and I'm like, that's not me. I'm way over there. And they followed him like when he marched. Oh, it's hilarious. We were 200 years away.
I think it means yards. I think you meant
yards.
200 yards away. They were. It was a good zoom. But they still zoomed, but zoomed on the wrong guy. So.
Hey, they tried. They did their. They showed up. They put in their best effort.
There was no footage of me graduating boot camp. There was footage of my buddy, who I can't remember his name, that was in my...
This sounds like a perfect clip into like a 90s sitcom, this happening, and then when it happens, mm-hmm. you see little baby ham Brad come up and be like, oh.
Since you didn't record me, I guess we're going to go see I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Now the truth comes out. This is why they went to the movie. He felt bad for recording somebody else. So he's like, I have no choice. I have to go to this movie with Brad.
He's like, joke's on him. I was going to slip him a hundy. <It's> like, instead, I just get to watch J-Lo or Jennifer Love Hewitt, not J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Oh, my gosh. She would have made this movie J-Lo. Better, and she's... Hannah, what was your, did you have like the sweats, like cold sweats of fear when you saw Freddie Prinze show up in this movie?
In this movie?
I think, Hannah, have you ever seen the first or second one or third one?
No, but
no, I haven't seen those.
What she doesn't understand, Jacob, is we're deconstructing Boys and Girls. We had Loser a couple weeks ago with Jason Biggs. Now we're doing I Know What You Did Last Summer with Freddie Prinze. Next week we're going to do a movie with Claire Forlani. We're just going to have the whole cast in different ways. Hannah, Freddie Prinze from your favorite movie, Boys and Girls. Did you
know,
not
the thing
go?
Is, he's really handsome. Okay, so I didn't mind it. I was fine with it.
He does pull off the salt and pepper really well.
He does. He's very handsome. He looks good for his age.
And he doesn't act anymore. Like, he doesn't, he's not an actor anymore. He's,
ain't that the truth?
He's big into wrestling. Like, he has a wrestling podcast. He goes to, he's a really? Big wrestling fan. He likes, yeah, he loves wrestling. That's his thing. Like, he's sponsored by wrestlers. He does wrestling pods. I'd love to get him on a podcast to talk about it. But he doesn't act much. But my thing is, he hasn't acted in a long time. Why does he choose to come back to this movie?
What else is he going to come back to? They're not doing a Boys and Girls sequel.
They should.
No, they should not.
Anna, we're they doing Boys and Girls 2.
It was easy money.
Jacob, I think he came back because this is where he met his wife. I think that's this movie. This film holds sentimental value to him because this is where he met his wife, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and they've been married.
That's all
since
the reason
then.
You need. I mean, if it holds a special place, then
why
in
does
your
he do a Scooby-Doo 3? How long have they been married for? Let me look.
Did you say why didn't he do a Scooby-Doo 3?
Yeah, because wasn't he in that with her?
Was he? Oh, he was. Yeah. Yes, you are. Right.
Yeah, he was Fred, and she
since
was
2002. Daphne. MTV's on it.
Oh, he's on it. They've been married since 2002, but they dated for like 5 years. So they've been married in Hollywood 23 years. That's a long time.
Yeah,
for Hollywood.
I mean, good for them. Honestly,
been together 28 years. They dated from this movie, so
it's probably helped.
Yeah, good for them.
Save his marriage that he doesn't act a ton anymore.
Yeah, he lets her do it, but she doesn't act a ton either, though. I'm looking. When's the last time he appeared? Okay, he did The Girl in the Pool. Oh, we should do this movie.
That sounds terrible.
It's on Paramount Plus. Oh, my gosh. We got to do this. A well-to-do family man is forced to struggle through a surprise birthday party moments after hiding the murdered corpse of his mistress. Oh, my gosh. This sounds amazing. It's a 4.3 out of 10.
It sounds terrible. Why would we want to watch that?
This sounds like movie gold.
Oh, this sounds like movie gold. Hannah, we're doing this movie. This is
we already
the girl
have
in the pool.
Our October
That's true.
Movies.
It's already locked in.
Can't
he did a
now.
Movie in 2002, Christmas with You. He did 10 episodes of Punky Brewster, the new one. Killer Sin was 1 minute. That must have been quick. I mean, he hasn't done a theatrical movie in years. I mean, he just doesn't do it. So he's back in the movie theaters. Jacob, we're definitely watching The Girl in the Pool, man. It's happening. Maybe not for October. It's gonna be on the list, though. We're adding it, Hannah, because this sounds like a bonkers movie.
If you can add it all you want, I will not be watching.
Oh, man, he buries the corpse? Oh, Jacob, I just want to watch this one for fun, then. He said perfect for this pod. It is. MTD says perfect. It's
no,
perfect.
It sounds like you like this movie. We're not supposed to do likable movies.
True.
Even we though I would hate it, but you guys would like it. So
So anyway, he's back in this movie. And I got to say, the stars of this movie, outside of Jennifer Love Hewitt, Freddie Prinze, and a quick scene from Buffy, man, they are so forgettable. I can't even... I could not pick these people out of a lineup, and I could care less.
Madeline Klein was. Do you not know the stuff that Madeline Klein has been in? Like, she's in Outer Banks. That's what everyone knows her.
I had to look it up because I'm like, I've seen her face somewhere.
She's in Stranger Things.
I actually like that show.
Yeah.
I gave up on Stranger Things. I don't watch
and
that.
I love Stranger Things.
Who? Okay, the other people. Who are the other people? I don't know who they are.
I don't know who they were. Like, I don't know who they are, but. You have to see everyone for a first time somewhere. So,
okay.
The whole story was boring. It was not a great written story.
It wasn't. In this movie. Give us some trivia, Hannah.
Already? Oh, it's so... Okay, so...
We're not over. I just want to hear some trivia because this movie is
So, when I looked up trivia for this movie, keep in mind, I did a deep dive with ChatGPT, and ChatGPT can always find the goods. When it came to this movie, it could find nothing. Because the only things that stuck out were ties from this movie to the old ones. And none of those made sense to me because I haven't seen the old ones. So there were some things, but they just didn't make sense to me.
So
maybe that makes sense to me or MTD or Jacob, because we've seen
nobody cared about the new movie, so they just kept talking about the old movie.
I mean, like, the one thing I did find is that they refilmed it. They moved the filming to Australia to give it a fresher look rather than filming in North Carolina. And then they upgraded the hook and the slicker jacket to make it more sleek and intimidating looking on camera.
Okay. I'm just going to call it out right now. This movie, and this is my thought, Hannah, please do not take offense to this.
Uh-oh.
This movie sucks so bad because here's the biggest problem with it. They let a woman direct this movie.
Did they really?
And women are not natural.
That makes so much sense because in the very last scene, what is it that the girl says? All of this could have been avoided if men would just go to therapy. I'm like, what? It was a female killer. What do you mean? That's not even true.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was stupid. But I feel like if a man had directed this movie, it would have been way more brutal. It was not that brutal. Hannah,
I'll be
screen
honest,
kills are way worse than this
it
movie.
It was brutal enough for me. I'll be very honest. I was glad it was a little tiny screen on my phone. So half screen because I was taking notes while I was watching. And I was happy with that. I didn't want to see any more. It was enough. I didn't want any more in it. It was disgusting.
I thought they've had since 1998. What are we? They've had 27 years to polish this turd. I mean, they have. Hannah, if we took 27 years off of movie torture, and then we're like, you know what?
I think we'd be a bit rusty when we came back.
Yeah. But we would have it down by the time we went live. And we would give the people, when I say the people, I mean just MTD, the best show they've ever had. Because we would knock it out of the park.
You
right,
would have
Jacob?
To because the expectation and the hype would be so high.
Yes, that's true. This movie had hype. I mean, but they should have known. The TV show was a bust on MTV. They had it on Amazon Prime. They had a TV show come out 2 years ago.
Hmm. Yep.
MTV don't says say that. 20...
Don't say that. I don't want that, Dad. Because you got to make sure. We're going to go for a reunion. We're going to go watch I Know What You Did Last Summer, the sequel to this turn. But it's like, please, I don't want to. But I feel like they had all this time and they came out with this. Like, Scream, when they came back and rebooted it, was amazing. It was really good. Like, I'd defy anyone to say the new Scream reboot was bad. Jacob, it was good, right?
It's not bad, but it's just like, it. As I've been saying, it's just showing how Hollywood and all of them are out of ideas, and they're just trying to drum up any old series instead of just leaving them alone.
For sure, but I'll say it gives you the fan service you want.
Scream right. does, yes.
Scream
yes,
gives
give
you
that.
The fan
yes.
service. As much as I want Ghostface to put a bullet in her head, Nev Campbell's character's head, not literally Nev Campbell. This movie gives you zero. It says I'm not going to give you fan service. You've rooted for Freddie Prinze for 28 years, and now we're going to make him the flipping killer, which to me was insulting. Like, I hated that. I hated it. I don't want to see Freddie Prinze the killer.
I guess he made it through. Well, I don't have these feelings about it because I haven't seen the original.
You will eventually.
And you know there was no way that girl was doing any of the killing. Like,
oh,
she was a twig.
As soon as
she
I saw her in the coat, I was like, girlfriend, this was not you, because that killer had some wide shoulders and you are all of 27 pounds wet.
So what was her role in the whole thing, period?
Like, who did she kill? Hannah, seriously. Think about it. None Who did she murder in this movie?
None of them.
Well, MTD says
she did murder
MTD's
one.
MTD's back on the he likes Nev Campbell. Again.
Who did she
we
murder?
We get this debate. Huh?
She did murder one.
Who?
Because at the end of it, she took the fish hook and put it right up that girl's, like, upper in her lungs and heart, but yet she somehow miraculously lived. Yeah.
She
should have been
dead.
She should have been dead.
Which is absolute baloney.
Did she kill anybody in this movie?
No.
No.
Because every kill, almost, like, every kill kind of required muscles. They were yanking the people around. Teddy was a big dude. She pulled Danica up from the floorboards. Like, this girl couldn't have done any of those things.
Did she maybe kill the dad?
No.
No.
But you know what'd been funny? If she really was the killer and all you've seen was this like 5'6", like 98-pound person in this like fish suit running around trying to kill people. That would have been a great movie.
But again, this movie's copying Scream again. They're like, you know what? We're going to give you two killers instead of one. Mm. And it's just dumb. Like,
well, it really was just one killer. It was just her anger that was fueling it and her hurt. Which was still dumb. And the whole thing that he said at the end was when he was talking to his ex-wife, and he was like, they were trying to erase us. They're trying to forget.
I
was like, okay, calm down.
which doesn't even make sense in today's world. Like, there would be some, like, Dateline going, let's go back to what's the town they live in? Westport, what is, I can't remember.
Well, they weren't. They had the girl doing the podcast and he killed her off. She was trying to go back and bring it up again.
I would have made her like, hey, I would call her up and be like, hey, I'm the killer. I'll give you all the deets. I was trying to turn my mic on and it keeps turning on. I'll give you all the deets. I'm about to go a slashing. And then and then he's like, I was also trained by MTD, FYI. And then she could have done a whole podcast. And she could have been saying the kills before the kills. And there they are copying Halloween with the podcast thing. Halloween did that in 2018. Remember, Jacob?
Yes, they did.
So you're just copying everything. It's so dumb, man. It's so dumb. I can't even.
Little baby hands getting worked up over here.
Little baby hands getting worked up here because
he's about to throw baby hands over there.
This movie holds a soft spot in my heart. MTD, solid. I didn't even remember that.
I love how he said it holds a special part in your heart. And he's like, hey, we watched this together. Like, no, we didn't.
Are you crazy? MTD's off his meds. We didn't go watch this.
This movie means everything to me.
This movie's the best. No. In theory, what is the name of Southport? Is it Southport? Southaven? Yeah. Southport. I don't know.
Southport, I think.
Southport. Southport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Southport. This movie, it just makes me mad. Why do we have to see Sarah Michelle Gellar in a dream? What is that doing?
They just really needed that cameo to happen, and they kept it a massive secret throughout the filming, to where even Danica didn't know until last minute that Gellar was going to be there.
That's 100% all that was, yes.
Yeah.
They should have kept it a secret for good and not even told. They should have kept the whole movie a secret. Honestly, think about this. What if they could make an I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot movie, and nobody knows any movie? And what if they could just all of a sudden on a Friday, you get an ad, look what's in the theater today. I feel like that would be huge. Because now you're like, I didn't even realize they were making it. Nobody in Hollywood knew. It was all undercover. That's what they should have done with this movie. And why are they launching it in July? They should launch it at Halloween.
Also, you know what makes no sense in this movie? Okay, the girl who's supposed to be the killer but is not the killer, she gets all angry because it was her fiance who drove off the cliff. But she was really, this is a small town, right? So you would have known whose truck that is. And you would probably had a good idea. So why didn't she do anything at that point in time, period? Like, she had to know that was the preacher's truck that went off that cliff. This is a small town here. So she's really the culprit in the whole thing, not the kids. She is.
They're all dumb. I mean, they all.
She should have killed herself.
She should have killed herself?
Oh my God.
I'm saying there's no way she would have not known that was not the preacher's truck that drove off the cliff.
I want to, and I'm going to find this.
What was the whole scene with him? Like, they're trying to hold the truck up, right, so it doesn't fall over. And the dude, instead of opening the car door, punches through the window. Like, what was that going to help?
Unlock it, open the door, pull the dude out.
Well, no, that guy in the inside the truck punched through the window and grabbed the kid. Like, that was just made no sense. It was weird. Like,
okay, oh, I'm gonna read the funniest scene from the movie. This scene makes me laugh. Oh, okay,
I already know which one you're.
I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it. Okay, Hannah, tell me if you remember this scene.
All right.
Is this Stevie? Oh my God, I feel like I'm in high school. Who are they? Friends from my past life. I was in high school, but after all that went down, it happened with her father. They went to university, and now she's stuck here. What happened? I divorced her. He seems to be fine. Wait, is it true that he went to Rhea? Yes. Can you blame her for following her father? Did he spend all the financial aid on studies and then abandon her? We need to call her. Yes. Isn't that right? I think it'd be very beautiful.
What's that actually from?
That's the movie. The scene.
Here's the thing, Brad. This is from this scene, but it was a quiet scene, so Hannah was probably on 3 times speed through it because they were just standing there.
No, I watched this one on normal.
It's the funniest scene, though. Okay, this is what I'm going to read. This is how that scene would look. Hannah divorces us. She quits movie torture. We're hanging out, me, you, MTD, and Ashley. And Ashley goes, "Who is that?" And we're just standing there watching Hannah. And we're like, "Oh, that's just Hannah. She quit." And then Hannah to the friend, "Who are those people?" And you're looking at us and you're like, "Oh, that's my friends from my past life."
That's such an ominous way to put it.
It's such a dumb scene, Hannah. You remember the scene? Like, no, it's the first time we see Stevie. It's so stupid. They're like talking about her with her right there. And then, like, she can't hear it. I don't understand it. It's such a dumb scene.
It seems kind of far away. She was talking about
that. Oh, my gosh. I know. It was just a dumb scene. Walk over there and be like, "What's up, homies? How you guys been?" Yeah, I'm delivering beer now for Freddie Prinze.
I don't think I've ever seen Brad turn red in the face on a podcast before. He's going to really get worked up about this movie.
Ah, we finally found a script, though. We always talk about doing like table reads. We finally found one. We should table read Clifford. Now, that would be fun.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like the 7th movie now you have us table reading.
I know. We've got a few.
Yeah, we do. So, I don't understand also why the Sarah Michelle Gellar actress in the movie, was she from Outer Banks? I don't understand why her boyfriend, her new boyfriend, I mean, she wastes no time moving on, by the way.
I know. Engaged again within a year. I was like, I can't even get a date, homegirl.
And this girl's like already engaged again, having a party. Why does he have to get murdered? He had nothing to do with this at all.
I think he was just collateral damage.
Well, he was also the first one. It was a big...
That's true.
Big kill, because he was the first one.
Yeah. And he's the first kill, and you don't even care about this guy.
I thought for sure she was about to die, because she goes... She puts the blood-colored bath bomb in her bath. Yep. I'm like, why would you? Why would you do that at any point? Because you're gonna come out the bath red. But why, especially, would you do it at this time? That was just so weird to me. There were so many things that happened in this movie that I'm like, why would you do this when there's a serial killer after you? Like going into a sauna. There's some things I just wouldn't do if I knew someone was trying to kill. I wouldn't be going to a sauna. Wouldn't be going to a tanning bed. Wouldn't be going to the doctor. Wouldn't be going any place with big machinery.
Here's the thing that ends this movie. If we have, let's just say, we have a fan who wants to kill us, and we live in the same town, and Hannah gets murdered, Jacob gets murdered. I'm like, you know what? I could be next, so I'm just gonna fly away and maybe go spend a few weeks in like Vegas or somewhere else. It's the same. It's the Haddonfield issue. Like, if Michael Myers comes on Halloween, you just take a vacay over Halloween. It's simple. You're not there. Like, I would just leave. Is the killer gonna find me? Is Stevie...
why are me and Hannah dying and you surviving?
Yeah, Brad.
Oh, well, okay. If I die and Hannah lives, Hannah, are you sticking around town, or you're like, you know what?
No.
I think I'm gonna go fly to Florida.
Away immediately. Yeah. Like right away.
Brad, I do appreciate you made me the second one to die, though. You didn't make me first.
Oh no, you didn't. Hannah was the first to go. Really.
Thanks.
She's the most likable, so we got to make the first kill a real likable person that's gone.
That's true. That's how you do get the audience invested.
And that's another reason this movie sucks, is because at least Scream brings in somebody you're like, oh my gosh, and they just get it the first kill. Like, they get right to it. This movie, yeah, the first kill is a guy that you've only seen drinking alcohol for a couple minutes, and that's it. You don't even care about this
guy. It was a
brutal first
kill
in this movie is the opening credit.
It sets the tone because it was a brutal kill. Because he gets shot twice with the harpoon gun thingy.
Probably the most brutal kill, but this movie needed a little bit of John Kramer.
No, it was fine. Like,
hello, Stevie. Hook. Would you like to play a game?
Like, hook through your brain. I don't understand what about this wasn't painful enough for you.
And then I'm going to make you watch. I'm going to make you watch. I know what you did last summer.
No. Just kill me now.
No, you do my gosh. Love most. So I'm going to make you watch all
We'll throw in a random Brandy cameo at the end. Because nobody cares about Brandy.
Okay, the end scene. Can someone explain this to me? As someone who has not seen the other two.
She was part of the survivor in the second movie, but it just made no sense. Like,
they were roommates. I got that much.
Yes, in college, that was about it.
They went on vacation. In the second one, they traveled to, like, Dominican Republic or somewhere and stayed at a resort, and then they get slashed up in the second one.
Yeah, and those two survive.
And basically. Freddie Prinze.
So there were three survivors. How many?
I don't remember. That movie sucks really bad. I can't remember it.
But it was their cheesy way of just setting it up so they could make a sequel to this movie.
So Brandy and Nev Campbell. I wish this movie had Nev Campbell. Jacob, you can get that dry. You can keep it.
Hannah brings up a great point. Hannah brings up a great point to this. What's more confusing is Freddie Prinze dies in the movie, right? Or there gets arrested. So whose butt are they going to go kick?
They showed the picture. It was a female in the picture.
Oh, that's right. But
I don't know
it
who
was not
it was.
Okay.
One of the females had an X through her.
That's right. You're right.
Did we look it up? Is she from the original, maybe?
I had no idea where that picture came from, so I was just confused.
So now their game plan is to off all the survivors who survived every other summer.
Well, I guess it's they did called, also...
I know you survived last summer, and now they're going to go get them.
The two girls, though, that survived this round of killing, they did say that they were going to have to go back and actually kill Stevie because she didn't end up dying like they thought.
Oh, that's right.
So their original murderer is still running around out there. Well,
okay, here's what it says. Julie James contacts her college roommate, Carla Wilson, played by Brandy, after seeing a news report about the recent murders and Ray's involvement. Julie shows Carla a photo with "It's Not Over" written on the back, hinting at a future threat. The scene sets up a potential sequel by bringing two survivors to face a new danger, implying that the killing spree in Southport may not be finished despite Ray's death. He dies.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead.
But Hannah's right. The girl didn't die.
Yeah, Stevie is still alive.
Stevie
ain't killing nobody, man. She ain't killing nobody.
She went to the gym, Brad, and she pumped up. Got on some roids, and now she's coming back.
I want to see Stevie in, like, Sarah Connor muscles next movie. She better be.
I think what's going to happen is Stevie is going to end up partnering with whoever this new killer are, and then the survivors from the old killing and the survivors from the new killing are going to partner together, and it's going to be, you know, all of them fighting.
So, again, this movie would have been so much better had they done away with fan service of Freddie Prinze and all them, and just recreated a fun movie about I Know What You Did Last Summer and just rebooted it with better actresses and better actors and a better script and a better director and a better setting. Better everything, honestly.
Or
you didn't like the actors?
Or not made it at all. What?
You didn't like the actors?
Oh my gosh. These actors, I mean, Ashley, we love Ashley on our network. She would win an Academy Award if she was in this movie. I mean, she can run circles around these actors.
I guess I'm getting married.
Dumb. Such a dumb movie, man. Oh my gosh. Jacob.
Yo.
Do
MTV really wants to know. What do you think about
if he's dying? I'm not going to say it yet. Jacob, any bad reviews on this movie?
Maybe.
If there's not one, that's a crying shame.
I got to look it up real quick. I failed at my job.
Well, while you're doing that,
I'm going to disperse.
Oh my gosh.
The pressure's real.
This person gave it a 7 out of 10, which is good. Slasher season is back, baby. Oh my gosh. The pacing is terrific, brisk, tense, and tight. No, it's not. It's not none of those above. And it's 1 hour 51.
I thought it was fine. I didn't watch this on 2x speed because it was fine.
It's a good slasher. I don't see anything over a 7 on IMDb. Nobody's brave enough to go 8. Oh my gosh. Here's a 10 out of 10. I give this movie a 10. I enjoy this movie. I expected it would be worser.
Worser?
Worser.
Wow.
Yeah, worser.
This person's not a very smart man. The most offensive things is they had lengthened the film a little bit to get to know the characters. It would be better, but they decided to cut it down to action. I got joy, convinced that Helena's death was one of the biggest mistakes in the original. The guys look like masculine gays. So sadly.
Is this a 10 out of 10? I'm really
confused. I don't know. It says the guys look like masculine gays, so sadly they were afraid to show full male nudity in the sauna. But kissing girls in the airport is still okay.
I hope the sequel will be made.
This is from Acer from Riga.
I have nothing that's going to top that. We can just skip the bad reviews.
Yeah, that's the one.
I will say the less scene was not needed in this movie. It was actually stupid, and I don't understand why they have to make that in every movie. It must be in the contract. When we finally make a movie, it's not in our contract. We're not doing that. We don't need to throw that in there. Anyway. What's yours? Can you top that, Jacob? I don't think anybody can top
that. I'm not going to try to top that one. That last one took it. We don't need to. We'll let that one
the guys look like masculine gays. They were afraid to show full male nudity. This person really wanted to see full male nudity. Glad they didn't. Ah, man. Hannah. Movie torture, movie gold. I swear, if you say what I think you're going to be honest,
I really.
Oh my gosh. MTD says Troy.
I was going to say it, but I wasn't going to say it. I was
Troy
say
wrote
it,
that. Like, oh my it. Gosh. That might be the best Troy joke we've had on here in a while. Hannah, movie torture, movie gold.
I still am so back and forth on this one.
Oh boy.
Brad just died. He has
you're gonna give baby hands.
No, while I was watching it, I was like, as much as I hate scary movies, I was like, I think I would give this a movie gold.
Oh,
now there were some things that could have been better.
I think you broke bread.
His malfunction. I do think they should have had a male director. Just because what she said at the end about men having therapy didn't make sense. But I would movie.
Oh my god. Okay, before you logged on, I said to Jacob, what did I say to you, Jacob?
You said, do you think Hannah would movie gold either one of these movies? And I said, there's no way.
You said, not a chance. Moving on. Wait, what does that mean? What does MTD say, moving on?
Now, to be clear, I wouldn't watch this again because I don't like movies like this. But it was watchable for me.
I mean, she watched it at normal speed. That says a lot.
I did watch it at normal speed.
Jacob, I'm going to light her up in a minute, but movie torture, movie gold.
Well, we're really gonna mess with Brad right now because
you. There's no way.
This is 100% movie torture. This was so bad.
I feel like you guys only think it's bad because you've seen the other ones and you were expecting something different.
No.
I could have took out the first ones. The story was just terrible. It was not a good story.
Here's the thing, Hannah. I could not tell you what happens in the first one. Like, I can't remember it. So that's not true. I didn't even realize Sarah Michelle Gellar died in the first one. I couldn't remember.
He went and watched it with MTD.
Exactly. Hannah, I'm going to light you up right now. One, this movie is straight dookie. There's like, I told Jacob, I would rather watch The Pickleball Exorcist over this movie.
Oh, my word. Any day. No. You know what I like about this movie? Is that you thought that one person was going to get killed, but then it ended up not being that person. The killer ended up going after someone else. Now, they did it every single time, so eventually you caught the pattern. But in the beginning, I liked the unpredictability.
The only thing predictable about this movie was I wanted it to end, and I knew somebody was going to die. Hannah, you like this movie, but you do not like Scream 3.
No. It was so dumb.
Cursed is better than this movie.
Cursed is terrible. No.
I would watch Cursed over this.
I wouldn't. It was so
Hannah.
No.
This is right now. This top five.
You got it so worked up.
Worst movie I've ever watched on this show.
There's no way. There's no way.
This movie is straight garbage. Like, I hated this movie.
It's not that bad.
It is terrible. There's nothing good about a woman's empowerment slasher film that they take one of my favorite stars and they make Fred from Scooby-Doo the killer.
But they made him look good in this movie.
Wow.
Only you and Troy want to see the hot guys. I don't care. I'm just saying, this movie was horrible. There's nothing good about this movie. And if this was not Halloween, this would be one of our worst of the year, Jake. Am I wrong? This would be in January's worst of the year.
No, there's no way.
I don't know about worst of the year because there's some pretty bad ones out there.
This one's bad. This one's so bad. There's nothing good about it. Jennifer Love Hewitt forgot how to act. She doesn't act. She doesn't know. Freddie Prinze would rather be watching wrestling. And Sarah Michelle Gellar's had some plastic surgery, obviously. So, I don't know. I never want to watch this again. And if they do the sequel, it's going to pain me to have it on the show. But I know it's going to end up here because it's going to be garbage. Hannah and this guy wanted male nudity is the only ones that liked it.
What if they have a different director for the sequel?
Like, if they bring in a Quentin Tarantino for I Know What You Did Last Summer, the sequel, I might would watch it.
But there's no way Hannah's watching that.
No, there's not. This movie just was dumb, man. It was lazy. It was such a lazy movie.
No, it wasn't.
It was lazy. The script, I think the script was written by ChatGPT, truthfully. Give us a good I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel. And that's what they did.
Don't hate on chat.
I'm just saying, this movie was terrible. Listeners, if you want to waste 2 hours of your life, go watch I Know What You Did Last Summer. You and Hannah can enjoy it. I am shocked you like this movie. I was watching this going, there is no way Hannah's going to like this movie.
Like I said, I wouldn't watch it again. But for me hating anything to do with horror or scary or gore like this, and for even me to say, like, this is watchable, I don't know. Maybe that's why you guys like real horror stuff and I don't, so that's probably a big part of this argument.
Well, for Hannah, for Jacob, we get to tune in next week. We're going to have Buffy the Vampire Slayer from 1992. I'm excited to watch this movie, so... For Hannah, for Jacob, for MTD, we will see you next time on Movie Torture.